I'm Paul Harris. He's Pat Cassidy. Proud to have you along while Don, Wade, and Roman take a couple more days of vacation.
And George Stephanopoulos, host of ABC's This Week, joining us live here on the Don and Roma Show. Morning, George.
Good morning. How's it going today?
It's going all right. Just got word that President Bush is going to make some comments at 9:15 this morning.
Yeah, 10:15 Eastern, right.
Chicago time, about the economy. Any guesses what he's going to say?
You know, my guess is he's just going to come out and try to show that he is on top of it, that he's working with his advisors on what is, you know, the crisis of a generation here, maybe the crisis of a century. We're hearing that he's not going to take any questions this morning, but I think he wants to say that he's got the situation under control, that he's aware of how serious it is, that he understands how people might be concerned that taxpayers appear to be bailing out businesses. My guess is he might say a little bit about why that's necessary, but probably not go into any great detail.
We are going to carry it live here, by the way, 9:15 on LS.
Is that essentially his job at this point, just to continue to try to instill confidence in not just American investors, but global investors?
Absolutely. And I think so many of the I think it's pretty clear that part of what's been driving the need for the Fed to step in with AIG, with Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, was a concern that our foreign investors would just pull the plug. And then you would have a global crisis and you know, a huge economic catastrophe here in the United States.
George, a lot of this goes back to 1999 during the Clinton administration when Phil Gramm, the Republican from Texas, started pushing through a lot of deregulation legislation that
got banks to get into new businesses.
Exactly. So how much of this can you put at the foot of the Bush administration if it started with the previous president?
You know, the problem with your president is that when the economy goes sour, you get the blame. When it goes well, you get the credit. Even when you don't deserve it, it works both ways. I think that, you know, what Democrats will say is that, yes, this was Phil Gramm, John McCain's economic advisor, who's pushing through the deregulation, and that there was an entire ethic and environment over the last 8 years where regulation wasn't taken seriously. Now, I think that Republicans can point back, for Democrats have also controlled Congress for part of that period and haven't acted either. So you're going to see a little bit of a blame game going on there. But I think just fundamentally, whether it's fair or not, the in party takes the brunt of the criticism, takes the brunt of the blame during economic hard times.
And as far as the two candidates for president now, McCain and Obama, I don't know, how would you play this economic situation if you're their campaigns? And Mr. McCain has changed the position. He was against the bailout, and now all of a sudden he's for the bailout.
And he may rue one sentence in this campaign more than any other. And that was when he came out Monday at the beginning of this crisis and said the fundamentals of the economy are strong. Try to clean it up by the end of the day. But that was one of those moments, I think, and we'll see, it seemed like a breakthrough moment in this campaign. If you've seen the Obama campaign pounding on it, they say it reflects something deeper. The fact that John McCain is out of touch, they say, that he is not conversant with economic issues. And it's one of those slips that could end up having a huge impact. We'll see how it does feel like in the last week or so, this race has changed. The Palin phenomenon has receded a bit. The focus is back on the economy. That seems to be working for Barack Obama. And if you look at most of the public polls that have come out in the last week or so, there does seem to be a small but significant shift in his direction.
And does Obama get this back in his camp and get the polls leaning towards him even more by going back to the old slogan that you know so well? It's the economy, stupid.
If he can own the economy over the next 47 days, if he can convince people that he has real answers, that he can be trusted in an economic crisis, and he gets what people are going through, hard for him to lose this race.
The scary thing is, when we're reading out here in the hinterlands in Chicago, that no one in Washington really seems to know what's going on or what to do. Economic leaders, Congress, the White House, is that a fair reading?
I think we are in uncharted territory. I think that's very fair. I don't think we've ever seen anything quite like this in our lifetimes. In fact, when I was talking to Alan Greenspan last week, that's exactly what he said. And part of the problem was, in the years leading up to this, is that a lot of the big financial institutions didn't know what they were getting into with these sophisticated financial instruments and trading derivatives. So there is a lot of fear out there. And part of the fear is the fear of the unknown.
George, you still got your ABC 401k in stocks?
Yeah, except my ABC 401k is all Disney, I guess. The rest, you know what? My other one, I've been too afraid to look over the last 7 days. I think it's much better for me to keep a clear head to do my job if I just ignore it for a while.
What's coming up on this week?
And we're going to be talking about all this. We're hoping for Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson and also Senator Joe Biden.
All right, George.
Thank you, sir. George Stephanopoulos, host of This Week on ABC. And I think he's left us now.
It's 8:42 at the Big 89.
There. Yep, I was waiting for that. He hangs up on Don and Roma. He might as well hang up on you and I, Paul.
It's 8:42 at the Big 89 WLS.